Well, China hasn't provided any details on who he's meeting with or the details of his visit. But we do know that today that he greeted Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi at the Foreign Ministry, and he urged China to play an active role in solving the events in Syria. China, of course, is reluctant to intervene in what it says is the internal affairs of other countries. So we don't really know what to expect from China in the days ahead. But Brahimi hopes that China, as he said, will play an active role. China and Russia have vetoed 3 Security Council resolutions so far that could have led to sanctions against Syria. So I think Brahimi is looking for a more active role by China and to be more of an international stakeholder in the situation.
Now, you mentioned that China is apprehensive of interference in internal affairs. That applies to the nation itself.
That's right. China doesn't want to set a precedent where it interferes in the internal affairs of another country, and then in doing so, potentially could give another country permission to interfere in internal affairs in China. Human rights issues here are also a big problem, and China is criticized around the world for its human rights record. So to intervene in Syria because of human rights issues there, because of the ongoing conflict, it would be a real change in position and platform for China, which basically says not just with Syria, but with any country, that internal affairs of that country are its own business and that they do not want to intervene in any way.
What kind of relationship does China have with Syria?
China's relationship with Syria and with the Middle East in general is growing. I mean, business ties and economic ties between China and the countries in that region are growing all the time. And China has, as I said before, sided with Russia in vetoing these Security Council resolutions. So I think this is less about China's specific relations with Syria and more about China's not wanting to change precedent on this issue and not wanting to change its long-held view to not interfere in the affairs of other countries. And that's those specific words China uses also when the United States or other countries criticize China in terms of its policies on Tibet or some of the internal issues in China. So that's a phrase that China pulls out all the time, not just with Syria, but on many, many different issues.
Are there any social events scheduled for the visit of Brahimi?
No, China hasn't provided any details. Every day at the Foreign Ministry this week, they've been asked, can you provide us with details, any details of their plans, who they're meeting with, and China says they'll release any details of Brahimi's visit in due course.